This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 5. Talking to our Abba. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory. As we reflect on how the Trinity shapes our understanding and practice of prayer, let's consider what it means to call God Abba. Abba is the Aramaic word for Father. Jesus spoke Aramaic, and Abba was perhaps one of the first words he learned as a child. The equivalent of Abba in English and several other languages would be Dada, Daddy, or Papa. Jesus, the Son of God, referred to His Father this way in prayer. And that should not surprise us. What's truly incredible is that we may also speak to God this way. As Romans 8 puts it, by the Spirit of God, we cry, Abba. This name for God assures us of God's loving attentiveness to our prayers. It conveys both the tenderness and security of our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father. It's interesting that the one time the Bible records Jesus calling His Father Abba in prayer is on the night before He died. Frightened and alone, Jesus cried out to His Abba. The writer of Hebrews probably had this episode in mind when he wrote that Jesus prayed with fervent cries and tears, and that He was heard because of His reverent submission. The Father heard the Son. Because of the Lord's obedience, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, the one whom Jesus called Abba is our Abba too. Pray with me. Abba, Father, it's wonderful to know that I am your child. Thank you for loving me and for promising to hear me when I pray. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.